It's Friday, June 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A rural Chautauq man faces child pornography possession allegations. June Dairy Month celebrations continue with the Tri-County Dairy Breakfast in Spooner. The Aquafest Aquabug has been found by a trio of three seekers, and the Russ County Farmers Market has a brand new pavilion. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A months-long investigation has resulted in the arrest of a rural Chautauq man for alleged possession of child pornography. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said 51-year-old Tony Warner was being held in the Barron County Jail, facing 10 counts of possession of child pornography, with formal charges pending from the district attorney's office. The sheriff said investigators conducted a search warrant Thursday at a residence in the 400 block of 24th Street, south of Chautauq. A forensic analysis of Warner's cell phone allegedly found a number of illicit files. Celebrate June Dairy Month in Spooner this weekend. Amargonski tells us more.
The Tri-County Dairy Breakfast is set for Saturday at the Washburn County Fairgrounds in Spooner. They'll be serving pancakes, maple syrup, honey butter, sausage, cheese, milk, coffee, strawberries, and ice cream from 6:30 to 10:30. Adults $7, children ages 5 to 12 $5, and underage 5 eat free. Pete Hubin, Tri-County Dairy Promoters, talks about the importance of the organization.
We are a group of people interested in promoting dairy products in Wisconsin. Keeps us in touch with the way things were. The impact of dairy in Wisconsin is just amazing. When you look at all the products that are made from milk of a dairy cow, it is amazing. It's just high-quality food. Farmers today, they take exceptionally good care of their animals. The breeding on these, the genetics is unbelievable. The production is, you can't hardly even imagine compared to my day.
Other activities include face painting, a kitty barn, FFA alumni silent auction, barrel train rides, and music with Tommy Ray. Also free ice cream cones. The fairgrounds is located on the south side of Spooner on Beaverbrook Avenue off Highway 63. I'm Amber Gonski.
The Royal Credit Union Aquabug medallion has been found. Finding this year's Aquabug were Colin Polichinia, Natasha Schnick, and Trinity Bouldy. The medallion was hidden at the Lumbering Hall of Fame Park. The reward of $1,000 will be presented at the Veterans Memorial City Park after the parade on Sunday. The head of Wisconsin's K-12 schools says lawmakers are dragging their heels on releasing literacy program funding. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has yet to release some $49 million earmarked to pay for Wisconsin Act 20, which requires schools to update their programming on literacy. Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his line item veto to modify the law, removing strict requirements put in place by Republicans on how that money could be used. The legislature is currently suing Evers over that veto. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Democrats are holding their annual convention this weekend in Milwaukee, and State Party Chair Ben Wickler says legislative races will be a major focus.
We're looking at flipping state legislative seats and winning an assembly majority and breaking the Republican supermajority in the state Senate. That is a sea change moment, and anyone who wants to get involved, we will welcome their activism, their volunteering this year, because this year will shape the future of the state of Wisconsin forever.
Wickler says the party will also discuss how to defeat Donald Trump in the crucial state. Trump is expected to accept the Republican nomination for president at the party's convention in Milwaukee next month. The Russ County Farmers Market has a new pavilion. It's opening for the first time on Saturday morning. The new pavilion has room for 18 to 20 vendors, says City Administrator Al Christensen. It was completed this past year thanks to a Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation grant of $50,000. The project had a total cost of just under $118,000. Christensen said a new, larger pavilion was an idea that came about when the city was rebuilding after being hit by a tornado in 2002.
It's a beautiful structure. It kind of matches sort of our railroad history theme that we have here throughout town with our rail displays. And yeah, people should come out, support your local farmers and producers. Just happy to see this project, the dream that folks shared some 20 years ago, finally kind of come to fruition.
The Farmers Market is located just west of the Rusk County Government Center in downtown Ladysmith. It is open Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. and Wednesdays from 12 until 4 p.m. A ribbon cutting will be at 11 a.m. this Saturday. For more information or to sign up as a vendor, search for Rusk County Farmers Market on Facebook. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.